I need a little bit of light out there because I can't see too many people. I know you're out there, but it's kind of dark. Is there a microphone out there in the audience? I think we need the microphone brought up midway up.
Right? All right, here's my question. This year at the Pittsburgh Pro, there were a few athletes that placed 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, qualified for the Fitness Olympia. Now, the athletes that competed in the Fitness Olympia last year placed 6th and 7th didn't qualify for the following year. What I want to know is, how come the top 10 Fitness Olympia contestants do not qualify for the following year's Fitness Olympia?
It's just the way the rules are at this time. There's no other answer other than that. And the reason why we went down to 7th place is because with the fitness competitions that we had this year, not that many people qualified, and we felt for a good contest we needed at least 12 athletes in the event.
Okay.
We might have to readjust our qualification system for next year.
Because if the top 10 did qualify, maybe that wouldn't have had to be done at the Pittsburgh Pro.
Like I said, we have to look at things as we go along. You know, we're open for flexibility and adjustment.
First of all, I'd just like to say congratulations to everybody for qualifying. I had a question for Jennifer Hendershot today. I noticed this year that you placed second in both the shows you did, the Jantanas and the Pittsburgh. You also landed a contract with ProLab this year. What do you think this year that you did differently attributed to your better placings and finally landing a contract? And do you have anybody that helped you out that maybe made a difference, or how did that come about?
Thanks for your question, first of all. I think mostly I was persistent with myself as far as trying to locate a contract. It's very difficult, as all these athletes know, to continue in the sport. Financially, it's very expensive. And I feel very fortunate to have found ProLab, and ProLab has given me a great opportunity. As far as bettering my placings, I just try to be consistent, and I just try to better myself. I try to show up and be the best that I can be personally. I try not to compete against the others. I just compete against myself. And I think that on the inside has made me a stronger person and a better person and a better competitor. And that certainly is paying off for me coming out of 2 second places and into Fitness Olympia.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Good luck, everybody.
Now we have another question over here.
I would like to know what happened with Black Wheeler. He had another flu in his stomach because so many competitors are here.
Lex Wheeler has retired again.
Okay, I have a question for Craig Titus. Craig, coming into the show, there's been a lot of stuff back and forth with King Kamali. I want you to comment on that and also just talk a little bit about your work with Dorian Yates in terms of the kind of impact that it's had on your physique.
Let's see. King Kamali. Don't like him. Not at all. He's a very disrespectful man. He's got a big mouth. And he shows no respect to the veterans, as well myself. I don't have the luxury like Sean Ray does to ignore him, because Sean being 13 years top five in the Olympia, he can't ignore fools like that. Myself, I use it as a tool to market and use promotion to get my name out there even more. So if I had beaten him, I probably wouldn't even acknowledge him. Now, as far as Dorian Yates go, that's the best thing I've ever done. I could never figure out why my waistline wouldn't go down to where it was in the 96 USA. And after hiring Dorian, now it's finally back down the way it used to be. So it's the best thing I've ever done.
Question for Wayne. With you guys, the IFBB banning the use of Synthrol,
How do you plan on enforcing that for the contest?
Quite honestly, the problem we're having is that the lab is having a tough time coming up with a test to recognize Synthrol in the urine.
Right.
They thought they had a test, they didn't. So the judges will be instructed that if the muscle looks unnatural, and you can see Synthrol on the lights, they'll be instructed to vote the athlete down.
Wayne, can I acknowledge that? I talked to a physician, and ultrasound does show it. So if ultrasound testing is brought in, it will show Synthrol in the muscle.
Yeah, but it's hard for us to do ultrasound tests in the contest. That's a problem.
Okay, over here.
King, I think this Friday talk is awesome. I love it. How do you feel about his comment?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that I'm just, you just cannot imagine how this is just a dream come true for me. I've been dreaming about this for such a long time, and it is absolutely amazing to be sitting up here with these gentlemen and these ladies. This is just, I'm speechless. So please give everybody here a round of applause, because everyone here deserves it. As far as Titus goes, he's gone way beyond to ruin what I've worked so hard for this year. He's used every tactic known to mankind to destroy whatever I've worked hard to get, and this and that, and the Synthrol comments and what have you. It's just I beat him twice, and I'll beat him again and again and again.
Now, who are you trying to fool? Act like you don't say nothing up here. It's like I'm the one trying to ruin. Go on flexonline.com. Remember, I'm distended and bald. Do you remember that? Who are you trying to fool? Don't come up here acting like you're some classy individual now. You got a big mouth. Period. And I'm not the one. I'm telling you that right now, I'm not the one.
Like I was saying, I've been in the best shape of my life. Again, thanks to my family support, my father, my mother, everybody, my grandparents, everybody who supported me. Thanks to Chad, we put on 7 extra pounds of muscle since the Arnold Classic, and I'm about 10% sharper. And I guarantee you one thing, I will give it all I got Saturday, and the only thing that I can't guarantee is I'll blow the roof off the joint with my posing routine. So,
let's get ready to rumble!
Okay, I got two questions for two different athletes. One, Vicki Gates. What have you done different from the Arnold to now with your training?
I just want to say it's an honor and a pleasure to be up here with these ladies again this year. And I look forward to competing against these ladies in it's going to be one good night tomorrow night. But to answer your question is, I concentrate more on my legs this time. I did do my body slightly, but not a lot. And I concentrate more on my diet. And I put a little bit more into that. I did it the Vicky's way this time, instead of trying to understand what everybody else wants. I did it the way I wanted to do it. So.
Great. Thanks. One more question for Vince Taylor. I know it has nothing to do with bodybuilding, but how do you feel about cats? No comments?
That's low, D'Shea, that's low. No, that's a secret little thing between D'Shea and I. She's a good friend of mine. I tore a tendon in my ankle about 3 months ago chasing a cat that kept crapping in my yard. And I told her about it, so she's been riding me about that ever since. So she's trying to send me some cat nibble for dieting. So I appreciate you.
Okay, we got a question over here.
Yes, this question is for Kevin Leverone. We've been hearing so much about this new record deal and music with full-blown modern rock, alternative rock, and we just want to know what your plans are for the future as far as this modern rock.
Okay, the record executives and president and vice president of AM&FM Entertainment, which is a label that Full Blown signed with about 2 months ago, those guys are here. And if the press or anyone has any questions as far as how they want to go about the promotion of the product of the CD, I guess, you know, they'll be available to answer any of those questions. This is a great opportunity that the record company gave to Full Blum to go mainstream, you know, MTV all over the world, just like all the other major labels and the major, you know, record people do. And that's our full intention, is to be worldwide, not only in the United States, but also in Europe. And we have an opportunity to do it. We're going to take advantage of it. And hopefully everyone will be behind us. And actually, to the night of the contest, I'll be posing off some music from our, it's coming off of our CD, Full Blum. So thanks for your question.
Okay, we have another one here.
Okay, this question is for Valentina Cepiga. Valia, last year you came in such a stunning shape. Obviously, you won Miss Olympia. I heard you wanted to improve some body parts. I don't see any room for improvement, but still, you told everybody that you had a year to work on. What do you think changed in your physique from last year to this year? Thank you.
Well, thank you for your question. I was trying to improve my body parts, and I concentrate on my back, legs, and shoulders. So I've gained just 1 pound, but I have the same size of my body, but it's more shaped, different shape a little bit. So thank you.
Two-part question. The first one's addressed to Tom Prince. Tom, I just want to say congratulations for being up there. You're my first friend to actually go out and get a pro card and make it on stage. It's the first time I'll know someone up there instead of seeing people I know up there. So congratulations to you. And maybe when you're up there, you'll hit a pose for Gil, because I know he's going to be looking down cheering for you.
Thanks, man.
And the second part of my question is addressed to Diana Cadeau. You're the reigning Miss International, and you're coming into this show as a front runner, and you seem to get the least amount of press of all the top pros. I was just wondering how you feel about that, and if things are going to change after you win the Olympia this year.
Thank you. Sorry. It's a pleasure for me to be here today. I'm very happy to be with everybody, especially with my best friend, Gilmore. What I can say, I mean, everybody worked hard to be here, of course, and we did, and we make it. All I can say that I know me, I know I did my homework like I did for Miss International, so I think I look better, and I do. And I'm going to do my best. I mean, the judges will decide what they want and enjoy the weekend and still stay feminine, of course. Thank you.
Okay, question over here.
Wayne, this is for you. Vince Dale is a great champion. He holds numerous titles. As a matter of fact, he has the most. He keeps on winning the Masters Olympia. I just got my pro card for the Masters Olympia. If I beat him, which I'm going to, does that qualify me for the Olympia? And why not?
Well, you don't have to ask why not. If you win the Masters, it qualifies you for the Olympia, but let's see you beat Vince.
Yes, I've got a question for Ronnie Coleman, defending champion.
Ronnie, hey. over here, tough guy.
My name's Sean Allen, and I just want to let all you guys know that next year when I'm up here, we got a different story. But past that, Ronnie, who do you view as your biggest competition this weekend? And you're looking pretty lean and mean yourself there, big guy. What are you weighing?
Well, first of all, let me
give since nobody else did it, let me give praises to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for getting us all here safe, because on September the 11th of this year, there was a very tragic event that a lot of people didn't make it to their destinations. Okay, now to your question. As far as the competition goes, I think everybody is competition. Everybody's competition, basically. Everybody is here to win this show. Nobody here to get second or third or fourth or fifth. So the competition, I mean,
I'm here to play top 10, Ronnie.
In 1997, I placed ninth. In 1998, I won. So in 1998, I don't think nobody thought I would be competition, because the year before that, I was ninth. So I don't really, I really view everybody as a competitor, as being competitive against me. When I'm getting ready and doing my preparation, I'm just thinking basically about myself, because I know if I get myself ready, I don't have to worry about anybody else. And but the show is going to be good, and the competition is going to be good. It's going to be a good show. So we'll see Saturday who wins. I make no predictions.
Got a question here from Ken Jones.
First of all, I would like to say to Sean Ray and all the other competitors, I'm glad to see Sean Ray here, because he's a class act by himself. Second of all, I've been competing since 1980, and I compete with these gentlemen up there. I want to congratulate Ronnie and all the other bodybuilders up there. They know who they are. First of all, I have to agree with Craig Titus about King Kamali, with his wise remarks and the big mouth that he has. I always, you know, as a bodybuilder, always respected people that kept them, whenever they had a problem with somebody, they kept it to themselves. But King Kamali always has wise remarks. He talks about this one, talks about that one. I just want him to understand one thing. There's several bodybuilders up on that stage with you. When you're long gone and forgotten about, they'll still be there, just like me. I saw guys like you come and go so many years since I've been in this field, I can't tell you. Take it easy, buddy.
Thank you for that editorial, Ken Jones. Does anybody else have any comments?
Yes, this comment and question is directed toward Adela. I'd like to congratulate you on your finish last year and making it back here to Las Vegas. You have influenced the whole town of Bloomington Normal, as well as myself, with your positive attitude and training techniques. I'd like to know how you feel, or what you feel, the role of a pro bodybuilder and fitness athlete is in influencing America and other nations to be healthier in their training goals.
Thank you for your question, and I just would like to thank everybody for being here today. Fitness and bodybuilding, we just try to promote a healthy lifestyle. We try to become role model for everybody out there, and just to do our best. And I hope that for us to be here, I hope everybody, we touch one person each time we come, that you guys come to a concert. And I just want to thank everybody for being here, and thank you for your question.
I'd like to go ahead and say first to all the competitors, I'll be competing against you shortly. And I'm gunning for all of you. Especially you ladies. I'm beefing up right now. Actually, my question is for Marcus Rule. At your size in the off season, how much do you chafe?
I don't make it in off season.
How much? I noticed even your ankles rub when you're, what, 320, 340 in the off season?
Maybe you want to ask, no guest posing, it's like this day of wage, 340, 345.
Thank you.
Okay. But not today.
First, I'd like to, congratulate you all for the competitors who are here today. And foremost, I'd like to say congratulations for J.D. Zawadu. Seen you many years over the time, your dedication and your commitment, and like for all the guys that travel, you like to say thank you, yeah, for bringing us here, and also like to come to see you up against the big boys. But first of all, I'd like to feel, say to you, how do you feel at this present time, and how are you going to take these guys out?
First of all, I want to say thanks for that sort of speech, and obviously it's money well spent on my part. obviously, I consider it an honour to be here and a privilege. That doesn't mean to say I'm looking to be taking any prisoners when I'm on stage. I think I'm in my best ever shape. And I think there's definitely going to be some fireworks, as the crowd has already seen, and I'm just glad to be a part of it. Probably some of us are going to probably have to have boxing gloves on instead of posing trunks. Thanks a lot.
I have a question concerning the judging, and I look at this room, who were the judges last year, and will those same people be judging the Olympia this year? And the second part of my question is, would it be possible if the athletes who compete have an opportunity to put, say, 50 or 60 people in a hat and have an opportunity to have a say in who will judge them in the next competition in the Olympia?
Well, let me answer that question. I don't know where Jim Mannion is at now. Right now, he's the head of judging. But first off, I don't know of any other sport. You know, they're putting the names in the hat for the World Series. They're putting the names in the hat for the Super Bowl for referees. They don't. Secondly, the judging panel changes a certain percentage every year. There's 53 professional judges. We have 22 of them here. Different judges will judge different events. We try to make it as fair as possible. To go over how this thing is judged, the Mr. Olympia, there's 12 judges. The computer selects the alternate judge randomly every round. So every round, a different judge is the alternate judge, taken out at random by the computer, by a program, not by humans. Then out of the 11 scores that are left, 3 highs and 3 lows are eliminated. So out of 12 judges, only 5 scores count. You're getting the middle of everything. In this method, mathematically, to fix a contest, you'd have to buy off 9 judges. So if you want to buy off 9 judges, I don't think there's enough money that we're giving away to buy off 9 judges, then do you think 9 judges can keep their mouths shut that it's being fixed? So the people that think that this event is fixed, set up, whatever, forget it. It's not. The people that judge this event do not care who wins. All they care about is who they feel, their opinion, who the best athlete is on stage that day. I can't ask any more from a judge than that. Now, we're all going to have differences of opinion because this is a sport of opinion. There could be 2 guys on stage. Gunther and I can judge it. He'll see it 1-2, I'll see it 2-1. It's opinion. That's what makes our sport unique. There's always going to be controversy with judging. It's part of our sport. We could just try to make it as fair as possible. We can't go out on the street and get people off the street to judge. People that judge these events are either former athletes, and most of the judges, 90% of the judges, have competed. Or they've gone through the amateur ranks, from judging amateur shows to national amateur shows, international amateur shows, test judging as a pro, judging as a pro before they're selected to judge the Olympia. You know, we're trying to do it as fair as possible, but, you know, having the athletes select the judges, that's not done in any other sport.
I have a comment and a question. My comment is basically, I just want to say something to specifically to Susie Curry. I wanted to know that there's going to be at least two people here, NC State alums, Raleigh, North Carolina, and it's a great honor. I want to say that at Big Ape Gym in Raleigh, North Carolina, my picture is on a wall with other bodybuilders, and my picture is up there with Susie Curry, and it's an honor for me to be able to say that. First of all, so go Susie Curry. We'll be cheering for you.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you guys made it. This has just been a dream come true for me. Every year I look forward to this competition. It's so exciting. And all these girls have worked very hard to be here. And it's such an honor that you guys would show up to this show all the way from Raleigh, North Carolina. And I just thank you. Thank you for your question.
I do have one question. I want to... Jay Cutler. We are from Raleigh. So much, you know, a couple guys here from Raleigh, North Carolina, and we're familiar with ISS research and know that you've come over, I guess, from Weider to ISS. And I just wanted to hear what you have to say, you know, on the ISS product, you know, maybe Pro-M3. I know you've maybe been using that in your conditioning. Just any comments on that?
Thank you very much for coming out. I made the switch last year from Weider to ISS. So far, it's been a very good change for me, and I've had the opportunity there at ISS to help in formulating some new products, which you mentioned, like the Pro-M3, which was released this year, and I used in the off-season, which I brought my body weight up at the leanest. I've been at 300 pounds, and right now I used it basically three times a day for the contest. So it was something that I formulated in conjunction with the chemist that worked on the product. So it's a very good opportunity for me. I'm extremely happy, and nothing against Weider. It's just a business opportunity for me, and that's what I've always done in bodybuilding is try to further my options and try to build a better lifestyle for myself, and that's how I feel that the switch was better for me. So that's it.
I just had one comment. I'm here with my uncle. Go Kelly, go Kelly.
Hoorah. I got another one over here.
First, I would like to acknowledge Gail Moore and Jenny Hendershot, both being from Columbus, Ohio. I want you both to know that Columbus supports you 100%, and the best of luck to both of you. Jenny Hendershot, this question is for you. Being at the top of your game, I was wondering how you kept from the pressure of receiving any type of surgery, specifically breast enhancement.
Good question. First of all, I've never been pressured by anyone in this industry to change anything about me physically. That's one thing and one reason why I stay in this industry and keep competing is because everyone likes me for who I am, and they accept what I have to offer, and they appreciate that. And if they did not, I would not be a part of this sport. I have made a lot of friends. Every girl up here is my friend, and I don't look down on anyone that chooses to do that. It's a personal preference. It's something that I have chosen not to do. My intent in 97 was to be a school teacher, and somehow I'm sitting at the Fitness Olympia 5 years later. So, and I will go back to teaching school when I retire from fitness, and I'm very happy with who I am and what I have to offer. Thank you for your question.